This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. If you read the Bible out loud in church, if you're a preacher, if you teach a Bible study, if you're a Sunday school teacher, it can be a valuable tool for you. With it, you can easily pronounce any name in the Bible. Just go to easybiblenamesguide.com for all the details. And when you decide to buy, be sure you use discount code AB2, lowercase a, lowercase b, numeral 2, for a 20% discount since you're listening to this show. Thank you. Hello and welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 468. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, and track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we'll read Acts 8 and 9. Chapter 8 will be from the God's Word translation, and chapter 9 will be from the Common English Bible. Let's begin. Acts chapter 8. Saul approved of putting Stephen to death. On that day, widespread persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem. Most believers, except the apostles, were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Devout men buried Stephen as they mourned loudly for him. Saul tried to destroy the church. He dragged men and women out of one home after another and threw them into prison. The believers who were scattered went from place to place where they spread the word. Philip went to the city of Samaria and told people about the Messiah. The crowds paid close attention to what Philip said. They listened to him and saw the miracles that he performed. Evil spirits screamed as they came out of the many people they had possessed. Many paralyzed and lame people were cured. As a result, that city was extremely happy. A man named Simon lived in that city. He amazed the people of Samaria with his practice of magic. He claimed that he was great. Everyone, from children to adults, paid attention to him. They said, "This man is the power of God, and that power is called great." They paid attention to Simon because he had amazed them for a long time with this practice of magic. However, when Philip spread the good news about the kingdom of God and the one named Jesus Christ, men and women believed him and were baptized. Even Simon believed, and after he was baptized, he became devoted to Philip. Simon was amazed to see the miracles and impressive things that were happening. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that the Samaritans had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. Peter and John went to Samaria and prayed that the Samaritans would receive the Holy Spirit. Before this, the Holy Spirit had not come to any of the Samaritans. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and the Samaritans received the Holy Spirit. Simon saw that the Spirit was given to the Samaritans when the apostles placed their hands on them. So he offered Peter and John money and said, "Give me this power so that anyone I place my hands on will receive the Holy Spirit." Peter told Simon, "May your money be destroyed with you because you thought you could buy God's gift. You won't have any share in this because God can see how twisted your thinking is. So change your wicked thoughts and ask the Lord if he will forgive you for thinking like this. I can see that you are bitter with jealousy and wrapped up in your evil ways." Simon answered, "Pray to the Lord for me that none of these things you said will happen to me." After they had boldly spoken about the message of the Lord, they spread the good news in many Samaritan villages on their way back to Jerusalem. An angel from the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and take the desert road that goes south from Jerusalem to Gaza." So Philip went. An Ethiopian man who had come to Jerusalem to worship was on his way home. The man was a eunuch, a high-ranking official in charge of all the treasures of Queen Candace of Ethiopia. As the official rode along in his carriage, he was reading the prophet Isaiah out loud. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go to that carriage and stay close to it." Philip ran to the carriage and could hear the official reading the prophet Isaiah out loud. Philip asked him, "Do you understand what you're reading?" The official answered, "How can I understand unless someone guides me?" So he invited Philip to sit with him in his carriage. This was the part of the scriptures that the official was reading. "He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. He was like a sheep that is silent when its wool is cut off. He didn't open his mouth. When he humbled himself, he was not judged fairly. Who from this generation will talk about his life on earth being cut short? The official said to Philip, I would like to know who the prophet is talking about. Is he talking about himself or someone else? Then Philip spoke. Starting with that passage, Philip told the official the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water. The official said to Philip, Look, there's some water. What can keep me from being baptized? The official ordered the carriage to stop. He and Philip stepped into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they had stepped out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away. The official joyfully continued on his way and didn't see Philip again. Philip found himself in the city of Azotus. He traveled through all the cities and spread the good news until he came to the city of Caesarea. Acts chapter 9. Meanwhile, Saul was still spewing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest, seeking letters to the synagogues in Damascus. If he found persons who belonged to the Way, whether men or women, these letters would authorize him to take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. During the journey, as he approached Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven encircled him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice asking him, Saul, Saul, why are you harassing me? Saul asked, Who are you, Lord? I am Jesus, whom you are harassing, came the reply. Now get up and enter the city. You will be told what you must do. Those traveling with him stood there speechless. They heard the voice, but saw no one. After they picked Saul up from the ground, he opened his eyes, but he couldn't see. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days he was blind, and neither ate nor drank anything. In Damascus there was a certain disciple named Ananias. The Lord spoke to him in a vision. Ananias? He answered, Yes, Lord. The Lord instructed him, Go to Judah's house on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias enter and put his hands on him to restore his sight. Ananias countered, Lord, I have heard many reports about this man. People say he has done horrible things to your holy people in Jerusalem. He's here with authority from the chief priests to arrest everyone who calls on your name. The Lord replied, Go, this man is the agent I have chosen to carry my name before Gentiles, kings, and Israelites. I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. Ananias went to the house. He placed his hands on Saul and said, Brother Saul, the Lord sent me, Jesus, who appeared to you on the way as you were coming here. He sent me so that you could see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Instantly, flakes fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He got up and was baptized. After eating, he regained his strength. He stayed with the disciples in Damascus for several days. Right away, he began to preach about Jesus in the synagogues. He is God's Son, he declared. Everyone who heard him was baffled. They questioned each other. Isn't he the one who was wreaking havoc among those in Jerusalem who called on this name? Hadn't he come here to take those same people as prisoners to the chief priests? But Saul grew stronger and stronger. He confused the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Christ. After this had gone on for some time, the Jews hatched a plot to kill Saul. However, he found out about their scheme. They were keeping watch at the city gates around the clock so they could assassinate him. But his disciples took him by night and lowered him in a basket through an opening in the city wall. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him. They didn't believe he was really a disciple. Then Barnabas brought Saul to the apostles and told them the story about how Saul saw the Lord on the way and that the Lord had spoken to Saul. He also told them about the confidence with which Paul had preached in the name of Jesus in Damascus. After this, Saul moved freely among the disciples in Jerusalem and was speaking with confidence in the name of the Lord. He got into debates with the Greek-speaking Jews as well, but they tried to kill him. When the family of believers learned about this, they escorted him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace. God strengthened the church, and its life was marked by reverence for the Lord. Encouraged by the Holy Spirit, the church continued to grow in numbers. As Peter toured the whole region, he went to visit God's holy people in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, who was paralyzed and had been confined to his bed for 8 years. Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed." At once he got up. Everyone who lived in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. In Joppa there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name is Dorcas. Her life overflowed with good works and compassionate acts on behalf of those in need. About that time, though, she became so ill that she died. After they washed her body, they laid her in an upstairs room. Since Lydda was near Joppa, when the disciples heard that Peter was there, they sent two people to Peter. They urged, "Please come right away." Peter went with them. Upon his arrival, he was taken to the upstairs room. All the widows stood beside him, crying as they showed the tunics and other clothing Dorcas made when she was alive. Peter sent everyone out of the room, then knelt and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, saw Peter, and sat up. He gave her his hand and raised her up. Then he called God's holy people, including the widows, and presented her alive to them. The news spread throughout Joppa, and many put their faith in the Lord. Peter stayed for some time in Joppa with a certain tanner named Simon. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Well, we started the reading today where we left off the last time we were in Acts. Stephen had been stoned to death because of his plain truth speaking to the religious leaders. Present at that stoning was Saul, and we're told that he approved of Stephen's punishment. Isn't it amazing how Jesus can change a person who is willing? In chapter 9, Jesus appeared to Saul in a vision, and you know the rest of the story. What I'd like to focus on for a moment is what happened after Stephen's execution. The scripture says that, on that day, widespread persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and most believers, except the apostles, were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. And then a couple of verses later it says that, the believers who were scattered went from place to place where they spread the word. They didn't cower in place. They didn't shut up. Having seen what happened to Stephen, they knew what could happen. But they spread out and spread the word. Now, I know that I might be starting to sound like a broken record, but I never know when someone new might be listening, and I don't know what will be happening in the news when you hear this podcast. You might hear the show the day I release it, or you might be listening a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the line. I don't know. What I do know is Christians are facing this kind of persecution today as I record this on May 11th, 2016. Most of us have heard reports and seen videos of the Islamic terrorist group ISIS killing Christians. Here in America, it's nowhere near that bad right now, but it is not outside the realm of possibility that it will happen here. Be encouraged by what the early church did, beloved. Be encouraged and know that what looks like defeat and disaster to the world is far from it in the eyes of Almighty God. Jesus has already won the war. What we're seeing today are the death throes of Satan and his demons because he knows that his time is running out. He wants to frighten people and keep them from following Jesus. Don't fall for his lies. Don't accept the defeat of denying Jesus. Kick the devil in the teeth and remain strong in your faith in Jesus Christ, because there will come a day when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, including the master of lies himself. Your thoughts? Do you see value in the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible in your life? If you do, would you please head on over to support.lifespringmedia.com and see how you can help support the podcast and help assure that the message that God has given us here to share continues? As you may have noticed, I don't take outside advertisers. The only thing I advertise on this show are products and services that I myself have created. I do that because I don't ever want to compromise on my message to you. I don't ever want an advertiser saying, "Hey, Steve, you can't say that. You can't talk about ISIS. You can't talk about persecution. You can't talk about this. You can't talk about that." I need to talk about whatever God calls me to do. So if you see value in that, please go to support.lifespringmedia.com. I'd like to especially thank my friendly editor for the consistent support he's given, and to those of you that have given one-time gifts. I do appreciate it, and I know God will bless you. Well, Monday we'll be back in the book of Isaiah, but until then, have a great weekend, and may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.